So this Tosis on Lamed on base of Aleph and Aleph. Defines when do we apply one of the applications, or the application of one of the parameters of kum lei midrabba minei. So we could organize the Tosfos in the following way: Rava in Masechtas Sanhedrin discusses the din of Edim Zaymimin. Right, where Edim Zaymimin have been found to try to kill the boyel and to cause a monetary loss to the nivellus. Right, that's the case. The Edim Zaymimin, we have identified Edim Zaymimin. Two Edim came in and said, Imanu Yisem. They're a classic Edim Zaymimin. They're going to be chayav. They're going to be responsible for Kasha Zomim Lasois. The Kasha Zomim Lasois, in this case, then they gave one Edus. The one Edus was Reuven Baal Leia. And then they were Muzam. So now the Beis is going to apply Kasha Zomim Lasois. So the Beis Din is going to be mechayiv these Edim Zaymimin. They're going to be mechayiv them to pay the hefsed ksuva to the girl's father, whatever the case was. And then once the Edim have paid up the loss of the ksuva, the tevas hanon the ksuva, so then they're going to kill them. That's the Rava's Din. So now we have to understand, how do we understand Rava's din in light of kum lei bidrabba minei? We know Rava holds of kum lei bidrabba minei, he discusses of nuchim benekon arasugya. That Mishnah, lamevav mebeis, also in a Mishnah and Baba Kama, ma'ale gedishin chaveroi. So that's the question. So it comes up in arasugya because Rashi establishes that this is a machlokes. Whether we say kum le bidrabba minei in a situation where there are two separate addresses, but Tosfos can't accept that there's such a machloikis, so Tosfos has to explain to us How are we going to understand Rava's din of Edim Zaymimin? So Rabbi Natam's approach is that what? What's Rabbi Natam say? No. Hazoma is a special din, right? Rabbi Natam says Pshat in Rava is a din in Edim Zaymimin. Kasha Zomim Lasos. In order to be Mekayim Kasha Zomam, the Torah made it an exception to the rule of Kom Levit Rabba Minei. In the Shita, Vreinotam. Kosav, this is in the middle of the Chidushi Aran. Our Shita quotes the Chidushi Aran in Sanhedrin. The Aran, when you learn Sanhedrin, so the Aran is one of the Aran al Arif, the Aran wrote Chidushi, now we have several volumes. The Sanhedrin was for the first volume that we had of the Aran, I think. And because Sanhedrin does not have that many Rishonim, so the Rambam is one of the staple Rishonim of Sanhedrin. So our Shita quotes Rabbeinu Tam and then quotes the Ran, almost the same way to explain Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam himself V'chevan de mekayimin bu kasher zama be'ikar edus dahinu b'misa b'ochi sagi lon avol b'seifa davi misa l'zev amin l'zev bin l'kumi bu kasher zama b'chol chad v'chad. Right, that's a machlokas we've shown him. Is that a correct din? In other words, l'chor Rebbeinu Tam, the Ran as well, the Ran in Sanhedrin. Also, again, in the Shita, Rebbeinu Tam Kosav. Till the, probably, till the 70s. When we learned any of the seven Mesichtas, it's Yeshiv Shem Mesichtas, the Mesichtas of the Shita, someone learned Shita Mekubetzes. We didn't have, even when I was growing up, we didn't have the brown Ritva, we didn't have the blue Rashva, the black Ramban. We had a three-volume Ritva, we had a two-volume Ramban, but when we learned the Mesichta, which was the Shita, someone learned the Shita. That was Malach and Yeshivas for 200-300 years. We didn't have the individual Rishonim. The Rishonim only became available in the 1920s, 1930s. So it only became common in the Yeshivas decades later. But to change the whole Malach of learning takes many more decades. So it wasn't until the 70s or so that in yeshivas, Baba Kama Matzivik Suvas, you learn anything but the Shita. The Shita was the gateway. And that's why, and so many Mesichtas, so yeshivas didn't, they learned the Mesichtas and had Rishonim, the Shita. And on other Mesichtas, they would learn the Rishonim, but they were by the Rif. They just didn't have so many. So Rabbeinu Tam, the Shita quotes Rabbeinu Tam Kosa Vaday Momain Lazel Nefoshes Zepotu Kidechsev Kro Vim Osoin Yia Vinasata Nefesh V'Loyam Rinon Momain Lazel Nefoshes Zechayiv Ela Be'edim Zayim Davke. Find out after Rav Yosef, the Tam of the Milsa. Rav Yosef is the, and Rava discusses in Sanhedrin, the Rava that we quote at the beginning of Sanhedrin. So later on, is Rav and Rabbi Yosef, later on in Ayin Dalet. Mishum de Yamrina and Mamel is a fudge is there, like Kirvina Vesil Kash has Amu Lasses Liachiv. Vindims the Eidos Betela Gabay Amomin. Have later she eat to Yachol Azima. The Ran is Marachiv expands Rabbeinu Tam. The Pasha of Tam is, Rabbeinu Tam is saying, Rava Sheet is a blip in the Suya. Rava Sheet is not really essential to understanding Kol Nebid Rabbeinu. Rava Shita is an Adam Zaimim Shita. It's a different din. If you'd be writing up a kuntris on Komli Ravine, there'd be a nisbach at the end. At the end, you'd say, and what happens when it comes to Adam Zaimim in Achilish? The Torah says, Vasisim lo kashazamim lasois. So how are you going to make this din? So it's the din of Vasisim lo kashazamim trumps the halacha of Vimiye Osoin. It's a mitzvah. I have to make kind of the mitzvah, kasher zama. Right? The Torah gives me a p'tur. On one end, the Torah says that the bezin cannot impose two chiyuvim, mishachas, tevashuyis. But the Torah is a mitzvah. Vasis from lo kasher zama lasois. So vasis from lo kasher zama lasois trumps. And then the Chiddush Ran goes a step further. He says, if you're not going to be mekayim, vasis from lo kasher zama, so then it becomes an Eidos Shiato Yochol Azima. And one of the requirements for acceptable testimony is Eidos Shiato Yochol Azima. If you have Eidim and you cannot fulfill Vasizun Kashazam Lasois, that is unacceptable Eidos. One of the tests of Eidos is you have to be able to climb the entire parish of Eidos. So the Torah says, in addition to the din of Asis from Lokashas Amam Lasois, that becomes one of the tests of whether this is good Eidos or not. So the Ran says, that's Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. Once the Torah says, you have a mitzvah, Asis from Lokashas Amam Lasois, that means Lasois. Lasois means, there are exceptions, you know, for Makois, there are a few exceptions of, when the, for example, the Machayev Misa to two people. So you can't kill the Edom twice. All right, so you have limitations, right? So you have to decide whether you give them a chometik and misa, or you give them misa shalom or shalom, fine. But when you don't have that limitation, not only does that become the mitzvah la-bezen, that becomes one of the parameters for determining valid edus. If you take away the ability to do it's posel edus. So the Rebbeinu Tam says, that's the point that Rav is making. Rav and Rav Yosef are giving us a shir in Hazama. Hazama trumps kom l'ramine. All right, so then that's an easy way to explain how Rav will deal with the Mishnah Lamed Vav, how Rav deals with the Mishnah on Lamed, on Hamad L'Gidish, and it's entirely, Rabbeinu Tam would say, that his grandfather was entirely incorrect by saying that Shmuel and Rava are arguing with each other. Not correct. Rava was discussing a din in Hazama. Good, that's an easy, beautiful mahalach. There are, in the Shita Mugubet says, so he points out why this is not so partial. In other words, the other Rishem do not accept this, obviously. All the other Bali Tosfos, Rashi didn't accept it, the Ritzva, they're all different Shitas. They all held it was another way of Miyashiv. The Re understands, and then the Rash understand, and the Rashba a Yisoid and Kol Ramide, so they're not makabel in Tam's approach. So the if you look in the sheet, that he'll explain as if he says Shtei Tshuvas B'Dover. In other words, they question Rabbeinu Tam's understanding that Vasif Mekasha Zomam trumps Komle. Mi Omar. Maybe not. Maybe Komle is a limitation in Vasif Mekasha Zomam. Komle is a limitation on Uviyarta Ramik Yerbecha. It's a limitation on the basis obligation to collect money on behalf of a person who's been wronged. There's a limitation on Asim Kasha Zama. All right, so that's the point of departure between Rabbeinu Tam and the other Bali Atosfos. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Right, next. Then, the Rishonim who did not accept Rabbeinu Tam's approach, that Hazama trumps Kom Leber Rabbeinei. So how do they explain Rava's din in Hazama that the Edom Zoyman are going to become Chayiv Tashlumin and they're also going to become Chayiv Misam? So what's this Tosis approach? What are the Yishuvim we have for Rava? No, what would you say? How we Miyashiv Rava? When do we say? When does Rava say that? We don't say, what is Hazom an example of? Hazom is an example of a principle. No? What principle? No, Ellie, what did you say? How is Tosfos saying? No, I'm just not phrasing it in a way that makes it easy for you to answer. But you know the answer. No, what's Tosfos saying? What's the Yishuv Tosfos giving? I'm just phrasing it in a, maybe you see it as a backward way. But no? Yosef. Tosfos has a kasha. Rava says the Edom Zoyman get Tashlumin and Misa. It goes against the principle of Komei Rabbeinei. Correct? Amad Likadish of Eri. Tosfos gives answers. Good. Answer number one, Rabbeinu Tam. I like Rabbeinu Tam because it helps you frame the question. I mean, I like Rabbeinu Tam praying first, because then you see in bold face the issue. Good. Those who don't accept Rabbeinu Tam's answer, how do they answer Rava? How can Rava be Mechayiv, Eden, Zoymimin, Tashlumin, and Misa goes against the Mishnah Malik Disha Chaveiroi? No, Eitan. What's the answer? Danieli. What's your first name? I'm sorry. Shimon. Go ahead.
One, if they're testifying that one, and then you go in and it's higher than the other one.
That's Rabbeinu Tam. But if we don't accept Rabbeinu Tam, so then, no good.
Two different people.
Two different people, right? Or, was the other way of answering?
The Aiden's own is just different.
Different in terms of what?
In terms of giving punishment.
So that's Rabbeinu Tam, no? How are Adam Zomim different? So either because Kasha Zomim, or because Rava's particular case was where there are two addresses or two masim, right? And again, so again, we could reformulate the Tosfos in simply saying Tosfos wants to understand. How could Rava say Tashlumin Lazeh Umiso Lazeh by Adam Zimmerman? What happened to Komle Rabba Mine? Vinatam says that's goof for Rava's Chiddush. Rava's telling you he accepts, obviously, there's a din of Komle. He accepts a Mishnah, Vleya Osa, he accepts the Mishnah of Mablik Dishach Aveira. Of course he accepts it. You're certain Shas. Adam Zimmerman, his Chiddush is Adam Zimmerman are not subject to Komle. Vinatam. Tosfos, in the way the Rashba explains the Tosfos, is Rav is teaching you a din that Komle Bid Rabba Minei does not apply when there are two separate addresses, two Nidonim, two Toivim. Right? We didn't say it accurately, but that's one Malach. And the second Malach of Tosfos is, Rav is telling you, when there are two separate masim, we do not apply Komle Bid Rabbamine, only when there's a Matan Masim. So again, Rav is a din of Adam Zimmerman. Rav's case of Adam Zimmerman is a case of Mechayiv, Tashlum, and Misa. So what's Rav's din? What's his Chiddush? What's the Geder Adin of Rav? Machlekes Rishonim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rava does not help us to find Komle Bid Rabbeinu Bichlal. He's giving it in Reza Mitvaiter. But according to the Re, Rava is being Magdir Komle Bid Rabbeinu in an essential way. Because Rava is saying either that Komle Bid Rabbeinu only applies if there is one Masa, one punishment for one masa, or one punishment for one nidon, for one teveya. That's written komle. But if I have two toivim, kilu, I have a muzum, not a muzum, I have a victim, right, who claims the Adam Zion wanted to kill me, and another victim that says Adam Zion wanted to penalize me monetarily. I have to deal with two victims. I can't say, sorry, Tashlumen, you lose out because your luck happens to be a chi of mis in the same case. Or if it's one masa madlik kadisha shachaveroi, one maisa, one punishment. But if the Adam said we're being made that this person was a boyel, and we made that this woman was Nivelez, two separate masim. All right? So if that's the case, then Rava is an essential way of being Magdir, the din of Komle. So far, so good? Sam?
Isn't the Re only saying Maisa and not Nidon?
Okay.
The Re says the word Maisa a couple times. It said Ba.
Yeah. What did I say differently? What?
You said Or Nidon. So the Re could be saying it's...
No. I was...
The other Ba'at is not the Re.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Good? Echil?
Doesn't the Rashba totally
reject
the Re, though?
It's
clearly a case of
Ba'at
which is one
Ma'isa. Good. They're arguing. Mechorik, they're machlokes of exactly how to explain Rabba. Why? V'ri v'as liyashev, the misa v'ishen shtei masim.
Right, but then the next case is the Rashba brings to reject the
Re. I mean, how will the Re does the Ri's explanation make it to the end? Einir l'Rashba. Does the Ri exist l'maskana? Who's that? Won't work out for the machlekes is Rabban of Yosef.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're way. Yeah, that's correct.
Why can't you use the Rabban of Tam saying that Hazam is a Kiddush?
I'm sorry?
Why can't you use the Rabban of Tam that Hazam is a Kiddush and that would answer in the Rid? That's why it's different.
That's rejecting the Rid's
intuition. Well, then what's the Rid's going to be? Where's the Rid's Kiddush come from?
You say that Mice is the determining factor whether it's a case of Mamazet, Tashulmazet, and there's either the Kash is one, there's a case of one Mice being Mechayev two.
What's the chreyach going to?
It's a special thing that you need to do. Everyone needs to get something.
But once I take Eim Zom out of the picture, so what's my chreyach to say that Kom Lei Ben Rami doesn't apply when it's Misil Zeh Teshulim Lazeh? Once I take Rav and Rav Yisrael out of the picture, so I'm left with Rav Ashi and Gidish and. And right, Dave?
Well, I guess therefore, in this case, our case of the Truman, that would be a case of Machlokas. Rabbi would say.
Meaning Machlokas Rav Papa and Rav Ashi. How do you explain those?
No, but then Rav Ashi. Rabbi would say that would be a Machlokas, Rabbi.
No, but the Rabbi would. But there's no chreyach for the Rabbi to say that.
Rabbi would disagree with Rav Ashi. That's what he would say.
Yeah, but the Rabbi would have no. If in Zeman are a different parsha, then there's no basis in which to say that the Rava argues with Rav Ashi. And for a carrot, based on what we're discussing in the base of Medrash, saying that Rav Ashi and Rava disagree is a thorny issue in our sugya because we were looking for Nafka Midrash and Rav and Abaye, this didn't come up. So we better to say, once you have Rabbeinu Tam, you don't really, there's no Achreach. All right? So Yechiel's raising maybe. Maybe we can drop a shita. All right, but Daniel's correct that you see from the other Rishonim that we are miyashev the different ways of being miyashev. Even the Gemara discusses the Rabba Rabba girsa. That doesn't take care of Yechiel's question, but takes care.
Shita Gemara discusses this,
but you can read
the
Gemara. Right, we're correct. So there are ways of being miyashev those. So the only Yechiel would say that the fact that Tosha says very rotzel lefarish. But Lania's deity, what Daniel is saying is on target because if Tosus would understand that the Ri was entirely dismissed and there's nothing left of the Ri, he wouldn't quote it. In other words, if the Ri, so there's something, the fact that the Tosus said, I want to tell you, a gavaldig issue the Ri gave and it was entirely incorrect. Right, so what's Tosfos doing for us? It's a Mishnah. Their Ashitas have to be recorded, right? And Luyat, so you could prove that the Ri was an extant Shita, so the Tosfos had to pummel it down. But Lechayra, what Tosfos is saying is the Ri wanted to. It's not a bad Shita. The Ri may have retracted it from the other by Tosfos, but the Shitas can be resuscitated. So Lechayra, that's what's happening. And you see, as Daniel's pointing out. That's how the other Rishonim developed it. So now, let's go a step deeper now, right? So we're all on the same page right now. We have a shita of Rava. Why are we schlepping in the Rava's and Hedron to our sugya right now? Because Rashi, only because of Rashi. If not for Rashi, then we would have discussed this much later on in the sugya. But Rashi says, I want you to understand that Rav Ashi is being chaylik in Rava in this case. All right. So Tosfos says. How you talking that anybody could disagree with Rav Ashi? How you talking? Hamalik gedisha shachaveiroi, momin lezeh teshulim lezeh. No, so Rav Ashi is simply telling us. Rav Ashi is simply quoting a yesoid that everybody has to accept in Kol Miraminei, and he's explaining to us that that's how you'll figure out the case of. The case of Ozar Shachal Tru. Good. So now, Bahayois, that Rashi says that it's Taka Machlaikis, and we have a Gemara that Rava says by Adam Zaymerman, so we have to understand Rava. So Rabbeinu Tam says you don't have to understand Rava. Adam Zaymerman. So now we're back on track. Rashi is wrong, and Rava and Rav Ashi is a posha to din in kom le bin Rabba Mine. However, the Ri and the Rajba, the Ri and the Rashi and Tosfos, so they say not so posha. They say Rava is not an imzayman din. Rava is coming to explain to us a fundamental principle of kol Rav Mine, and so you say to stick that Rava's explained to us one of the great limitations of kol mid Rav Mine is either when there are two toivim or when there are two masim. So kol mid Rav Mine either means that one masa cannot generate a chiyuv moment and a chiyuv misa, or one litigant, one baldin, cannot generate a chiyuv tashlum and a chiyuv misa. But two masim and or two litigants can. And Rashi may accept that formulation, because the top line of Rashi is Va'afo gav de misa lav mishum momoina de nizik asyale mifter. What's the chiddush of Rav Ashi? How does Rashi formulate Rav Ashi? B'shosh boilo v'afo gav, and even though de misa lav mishum momoina de nizik, and even though the classic case of kol mid Rav Mine is when the misa, the chi of misa, is somehow mom. Now the chi of misa is not generated mom in the nizik. Reuven torched Shimon's field on Shabbos, so you can't say that Shimon's field was garm the chi of misa, the chil of Shabbos, right? But what can we say? That in this case, the violation of Shimon, was goyrem a chiyuv moment and a chiyuv misa. That's correct, and that's lechor what Rashi was saying. Afagav de misa lav mishum amoyne de nizik asyule. So now let's try to understand the two shittos and toast. How do they formulate the din of, the din of kol mid Rav Mine? So yesterday what we did is we said the Rashba explains Tosfos. So l'chora, we should follow through with the Rashba. Kasha Leila Rashi. How are we doing? Galad Shmuel, the font big enough back there? Yeah? Should make it bigger? Does that work? No. Oh, good. Okay. Kashla the Rashi. The Bishloim is Zosha Ochel Truma Shalachem Kina Sevrinan. Ad Hashli Hippotele Misa Afagav Havi Misa Lev Pirush La Shamayim Vitashlum in Lekoyen. Mikol Mokoy Misa Lo Asyalei Elo Mishum Mona Denizek. Even though in the case of Zor Sha'ochal Truma, the Chi of Misa is because I violated the Kodesh Baruch Hu's halacha. And the Chi of Momen is because I stole somebody else's money. Have you Misa lezeh perish l'shamayim et tashlum in l'koyen v'kol mokoy Misa l'yasya le ela mishum amoyna denizik v'yefshar la'azukei v'achila shol yizchayiv Misa v'lo yizchayiv Misa le'ela v'mazik l'achila. The two are wrapped up. I cannot get to my chi of misa without violating the other person's property. Avol hocha legavei shirayin misa lav mishum memoina denizik asyalei. V'kevan shekein heichel potelei misa mitashlumen. But in this case, the two are entirely separable. That's the lesson I wanted to point out. Sorry, v'chein hikshel arashba. Also not. V'chein pirush Rashba. This is Nachzlin Yenenu. The soul of Rashi. The Ravashi is tzvirli momin l'zishul mazeh potu polugalei derava ukirachsim. The hekshu atosves that if that's the case, if this is momin l'zishul mazeh and king tikshul derava, so once if you say once you formulate it that way, you can say the same thing l'gavi amad l'kedisha chaveiroi. The only way that you can come to be chayev misa by torching this property is by ruining this person's property and being chayev mamonos as well. The two are entirely bound up together. So how could? So once we formulate Rav Ashi in this way, lechayev Rav Ashi and Rav have to be chalik on each other. Taisva says if that's the case, then Rav is going to be up against the Beferish of Mishnah. So therefore, Nachlan Yenenu, where's that? Did I skip it? Here. Nachlan Yenenu, if you have a classic sheet in front of you, so in that paragraph, V'chein Pirush Rashba. What? V'mikol Mokim. Right? And that's our Tosfos. V'chein pirush Rashba. The kol shechi of nafshilei boloi machmas hanezek elo machmas isu rosh osel shemayim. If the chi of misa was it because I was over one of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, v'tashlumen kimisa v'tashlumen li acher domi. Why? L'visha oso bala momoin mechuyav barigosay. V'ein lecha misha mechayiv bo yoyse mechaveroi. V'hilcho kimisa v'tashlumen li echad domi. V'achanami koreisay misa. Machma she'osu l'shamayim boloi ukemisa v'tashlumen le'echad domi. Alright? So how is the Rashba explaining this tosis? However, he says, when there are two people, with Loshman had yesterday, he's not chayiv to one more than the other. Eim lechom misha, I think she's mechuyev. Mechayev boy yoyse mechaveroi. Then it's hilchoch kemisa v'tashlumen li'acher domi. So what's pshat in this teretz? If my kom leved rabbim, if my two chiyuvim, if one comes to Rabon Shalom his Shabbos, and the other comes from somebody's momenis, so then I say komle. But if it's Adam Zomerman, and the Torah says that the Adam are chayiv misa, because they violated the boyel, they lied about the boyel, they tried to frame the boyel, and they're chayiv mominus because they tried to frame the nevelas, then they have to do both. Then they have to pay both. Why? Because ein lecha mi shemechayiv bo yesem mechaveiroi. Why should I have two litigants over here? I can't say that one litigant is more mechayiv than the other litigant. I can say one litigant is mechayiv misa, another litigant is mechayiv mamon. No. That I can't, but Rajbaz, I can't say one is mechayiv more than the other. But if it's the Rabbonu Shel Olam, if it's his Shabbos and it's my Giddush, so then, since there's only one person over here, so then we say Kom Levi Rabine. The person gets. If it's me and the Rabbonu Shel Olam, and the Rabbonu Shel Olam wants Misa, and I just want Momen, so then V'lo Yehosin. Torah says I lose my claim. But if it's me and Reuven wants Misa, I just want Momen. I get my Momen. You know what says about Dover? That's Rava's din. Rava's chiddush. By Adam Zimmerman, is he found a case where we interpret the halacha that my responsibility, that Bezin is exacting responsibility because I violated somebody else. When do you get a chiyuv misa because of somebody else? Chiyuv misa is because I violated a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Yois, the Torah says, Vasisim lo kashazom la sois liyachiv. So the Torah was mag, the Torah defined Adam Zimmerman, they're getting penalized because they violated the person. Their chiyuv misa is not because they said eight sheker. There's no chiyuv misa because of eight sheker. Malchus eight sheker. More in Malchus v'leisan reicha. The lav of azoma should get Malchus. The opening sugyan Malchus, right? Everybody gets that far in Malchus, right? The opening sugya in Malchus is a basic chi of Malchus in Malchus. There's no chi of Misa because of saying eight sheker. So why are the Adam's getting killed? It can't be because they violated the Rabbonu Shel Olam. The Rabbonu only wants Malchus in this case. It must be because the Torah said in this case, Adam's Zimmerman are getting punished because they wanted to frame Reuven. So Reuven gets his day. He gets to see the Edom Zayman get a chiyuv misa. Don't call it nekama. Didn't azama, but the lashon is asisim lo kasher azama la'asayis liyachim. So now the Rav is giving us a chiddush now. So you see, I found a case where I'm chayiv misa because I violated a person. I'm chayiv tashlum because I violated a person in a different way. So in that case. Ein lecha, you have yesh lecha mechuyev bo yesh mechaveiroi. I have two people. No kol ravine. We don't say, I should rest my case because he's going to mechayev mis anyways for Reuven. No, I get my kesher zama. Not because of Adam Zayim, because kol doesn't apply. And if I could find other situations where my chiyev misa comes because I violated a person. Achorim discuss whether the chiyuv retzicha of a retzeach is that because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that he's chayiv misa. That's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said nefesh tachas nefesh. Machlokes Rishonim. It's really so it could have ramifications. But now let's just stick to the examples of it to make it easier. No, so Rav is now being magdir yisoid in kol ravine. If it's me and the Rabbonu Shel Olam, kom lei bin rabba minei, then I rest my case. I say, Rabbonu Shel Olam, it's your docket. You pick it up. Right? Halacha insists that I rest my case. If it's Reuven and Shimon, Reuven doesn't have to rest his case for Shimon. Right? That's the Geder Adin. Right? That's the din. We can't say more than that. Correct? Elamai, just two more lines. I was alluded to it yesterday, but the Geder HaDin gives us a tremendous insight into the Din. Ad Kan, what we can be Magdir. Come the Raminei, me and the Rabbanu Shlomo. Me and another person, we don't say Komle. But once you're Magdir the Din that way, then you can understand that an Omkis in Komle Raminei. That from a Beis Din's perspective, it makes no sense, from a din perspective, it makes no sense to try to pursue a case against Reuven when the Beis Din is pursuing a case against the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, it looks like almost a chuchat lul of Beis Din. Lu Yitzur, Reuven did some insider trading. And because of that, he stole $5 million. It's a small number. $100 million, right? From some company. And it worked out because of my interest in a certain mutual fund. So therefore, I'm missing about $5, right? So I don't know how American law works, but what the Torah is saying, and I'm not saying halachically the Torah would dismiss my, but you can understand how it would make a chuchat lulav of Beis Din for Beis Din to say, we're going to pursue the $5 million case, right? And we're also going to pursue the $5 case, Neuberger's $5 claim. So if I was the court-appointed lawyer for Neuberger, I would say, it's a joke, right? The other guy who graduated last year, he got the $5. I'm getting the $5 case. But the point is that you could understand it as making a late sonus of the system. The person's chayiv misa because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a litigant over here. So basically to say, we'll take care of Kadosh Baruch Hu and we'll take care of Neuberger's Giddush. So again, it gives you an insight into Kol Ravine. And that's the way Taisus is Magdir it. Taisus is Magdir based on Rava. Rava is teaching us that Kol Ravine is a halacha that applies when the Rabbon Shem is the other litigant. That's pshat in Kol Ravine. That a human being loses his tviya. That I can feel comfortable saying Rabbon Shalom is your case. I lost my Giddush because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to litigate against the Chiyav Misa. Good. All right. What does Rava point that out? That's the way to be magdir it? Because Rava found a case of where it can become chayiv misa because of somebody else's covet. No, then if it's my covet, so my covet expressed to Giddush, his covet expressed to his to misa, that's a candidate for pursuing both. All right? That's the way to be magdir it. We have to still be magdir the masim, but we have to go right there also. Okay, so well, maybe we may finish up the Tosfos tomorrow, but I also want to focus on the next sugya tomorrow, settling the next sugya. Yeah, sorry.
What about a case where...